بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب البيان في بيان كثرة طرق الخير. We have started this chapter in which it is discussed that there are many ways of doing good deeds. In that we explained in detail every person must consider and think which good deeds are still not in his life. And in good deeds there are those which are more better than others. The same effort we make, the same time, we should see we are getting the maximum benefit. A person has got 10 million rand to invest, and if he invests it in the Karoo, where he's going to get no returns, and the other, he's invests it in city center, where he'll get a lot of returns. So our capital of time and effort which Allah has given us, we should also see where we are investing it to get the maximum returns. There are many ways of getting returns. We shouldn't be satisfied with the lower ways. We should try and get the best. In the same way, we should also consider which wrong things are in our lives. We are still guilty of many wrong things, and to remove those wrong things from our lives. And then all the good will benefit us. So with regard to this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. Whatever you do of good, Allah is fully aware of it. Even if it's the minutest good that you do, picking up a speck of something from the masjid, or on the road, something that will harm somebody, all that Allah is aware of. You enter the toilet with the left leg, Allah is watching, and you will be rewarded for that. You come out with the right leg, Allah is watching. All those are good deeds. So whatever type of good deed you do, Allah is fully aware. So we should try our best at all times to do good deeds, and the best in the good deeds. And that which pleases Allah Ta'ala the most, we should try and make the maximum. We've got a very short life, and we have to prepare for a life where there is no ending. So we should try and do the best and to acquire as much as possible all the time for Akhirat. We should not be ever beguiled, fooled by Shaitan that you have done so much and there is so much reward for this deed and that deed. No matter how much we do, it is not enough for the vast and great Jannat and for a life that is forever and ever. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Whatever good you do, Allah is aware of that. The same, similar meaning of the previous ayat. So we should try and be doing good all the time and know with the consciousness that Allah is watching me. And Allah is getting pleased with me. And at the same time, the fear that from my side, there mustn't be anything wrong in this amal. I'm doing it out of pride, I'm doing it out for name and fame, whatever, and I'm destroying it. We should be thinking and do it solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever does any bit of good, a small atom's bit, Allah is watching it. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware, and Allah is getting happy, and Allah will reward for that. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, when a person gets up for Fajr, he gets up for Tahajjud, he should also think about this ayat, that Allah is watching me. And Allah, normally we only think it in the negative way. When we want to commit a guna, which is very important also at that time, we realize Allah is watching me. And Allah will take me to task. He can punish me in this dunya, He can punish me in the Akhirat. But also the good that we do, we should also keep in mind, my Allah is watching me. He is seeing the tajafa junubuhum anil mawaji'i, that a person is separating his side from his bed, and he is enjoying that sleep, for Allah's sake he is getting up. And perhaps the water is cold, he's going to make wudu with that cold water. Allah is watching, and Allah gets extremely happy with that. And if we do it like that with that consciousness, that good deed becomes much more valuable. So we should always keep that in mind, that whatever small good deed also we do, Allah is watching. And if we can, we should also, any smallest deed, and we read the simple ayat of the Quran, which is a dua also, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, on whichever amal, it can be the smallest amal, we read this, that amal will be made so big that the normal scale to measure deeds on the day of Qiyamah will not be able to measure. A very big scale will be ordered. So much that good deed becomes so much more greater. So this is the occasion that we can do this, and we should not let go of these opportunities where we will get the returns forever and ever. Whatever good deed is going to help us in the Akhirah, don't keep back of doing it now. Do it. It's going to help us. Don't let it just pass by. Don't think it's a small thing. It's a very big thing, and it will help us very greatly by Allah Ta'ala. In the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Man amila salihan falinafsi. Whoever does good deed, it's for his own sake. And if we do it with ikhlas, then we're going to get the returns. It will be forever for us. Allah does not benefit. Allah does not need our ibadah. The whole world together can make properly the ibadah of Allah. It won't increase the grandeur, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah one little bit also. And if all disobey Allah, it won't diminish the greatness of Allah one little bit. Whatever we do is for ourselves. But if all the ibadah that we do for Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, Durood Sharif also. By us reading Durood Sharif, a person must never ever think that I'm increasing the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can never. It is for our own good that we are doing it. We should not think that we're benefiting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who are we and what can we benefit? What durood we read is for our own benefit. What Allah's ibadat we make is for our own benefit. If we understand that, then this will also go out of our mind that somebody tells us to do good but is not doing the good himself. That should not deter us in the least, but whatever good we do is for our own benefit. And we are going to desperately need it in the Akhirah. So we should try and endeavor to do all good deeds and do the best in the good deeds. And those deeds which please Allah Ta'ala the most. And we should also consider which are the wrong habits I've still got in my life and which are harming me. For example, there are many people who are regular namazis, 5 times namazis, but they are still smoking. And that smoking is lowering their position by Allah. They are losing value by Allah Ta'ala. And if we did not clean our mouth properly in namaz time, then even in namaz it is having a negative effect on us. A person hasn't got a beard, or he's got a beard, but it is not properly according to sunnah. With regard to which, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if the beard is 1 hair's length, less than what it is required to be, the guna is the same as keeping no beard. So there are many, many people, learned people, whose beards are not correct according to sunnah. The area that it has to grow on, the length that it has to be, it doesn't fulfill the requirement. Though they've got a beard, everyone will know them, they've got a beard. And they will also hope that we're going to get the sawab of the beard. But if it is just 1 hand's length, 1 rice, a grain amount less than what it is supposed to be, then that will be regarded as though he had no beard whatsoever. One particular thing in this is that the area on the cheek, where the cheek is, we can remove the hair. But when we go a bit lower down and we start cutting the hair which is below the level, and the beard in Arabic, lahya. And lahya is referred to the lower jaw. In Urdu, Gujarati also we say dhari. And this comes from the word dhar. Dhar also is the lower jaw. So if a person opens his mouth and feels lower jaw, on all that area the beard must grow. And a very easy way to work it out is where the two lips meet. From there to the front end of the sideburn, that is the beard area. And if a person cuts less, like now, he's going lower down like a French beard, just a line. Even if it's a little lower down, then what it has to be, the guna is like he has got no beard whatsoever. So we must be very careful that our beard is correct. So anyway, all our good deeds, we must make sure that they are correct and they are the best, and we are giving up all the wrong and the guna. May Allah give us tawfiq, and in this Allah has made it also so easy that there are various ways of doing good deeds. And if a person does that, then it becomes easy for him to make ibadat. He will never get bored of just one type of ibadat. One time he's making namaz, then he's making tilawat, then he's making dua, etc. All the different ibadat, and all that makes it easy for him to be all the time in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And if we eat also, eat for the pleasure of Allah. When we sleep, sleep for the pleasure of Allah. Even that will become ibadat. So we must be engaged in the ibadat of Allah all the time, and it's very easy to do it. We just need that little bit adjustment in our lives. And for that, it is absolutely essential that we keep contact with the Allah Wala. And they will be able to put us easily on track, and every moment of our life can be ibadat, and the highest ibadat also. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.